6 Globetrotter. Axle from Colin and tires. Axle from Colin, new tires, etc. Number one, it's time to replace the Univolt. What would you recommend as replacement? I'm considering a Boondocker 4-stage converter charger. So he wants to know what to replace the Univolt with.
Well, it's probably more your department, but I mean, we've been using the IntelliPower, but I know a lot of people are using the Boondockers as well. So I imagine they're pretty similar in their function.
Yeah, you know, I'd say most of the smart chargers now, they're four stages doesn't matter on AGM batteries anyway, the equalization, but yeah, I'd say the Boondocker's fine. I actually did go with the Progressive Dynamics 60 amp.
Mm-hmm.
With the charge wizards built into it now and all that stuff. So, got that from Vintage Trader Supply. In fact, if you go to store.thevap.com, there's sections in there, the things that I've used or recommend. So you can go in there and click on some of the things from Vintage Trader Supply that I use. But yeah, I'd say either the IntelliPower, like Colin said, you know, that's the same one, that's Progressive Dynamics, or the Boondocker, either of those are fine. I'm sure they're both multi-stage chargers, so you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Number two, on a related note, there are two large wires cut in the picture. So he sent a picture. Coming out of the wall next to my electric panel, not attached to anything. Any idea why? Do you see the picture there?
Well, I'm still trying to find your...
It's dated May 10th.
Okay. Yeah.
66 Globe.
Okay. I'm guessing I know what they are.
Oh, good.
Well, certainly one of them. Not sure which one, but, well, you can probably tell which one. That era of trailer, the AC and the DC, they still use Romex. The big difference is on the AC side, it actually had a ground in it, a ground run, where the DC side it didn't. But I'm guessing that wire, the other end of that, is near in the roof, near where an air conditioner might be.
Oh, they just left it there loose?
Right, because there's no air conditioner, that's an option. So you'd have to take a vent out to get into the ceiling, mm-hmm. and then you'd find that wire there. So that's when you wire it, hardwire it into your AC, and then you would, in this particular case, you'd put in a bigger box to suit, because you really have to have a dedicated 20-amp breaker for the AC.
Right.
So I'm not sure what the other one is, but again, if you check to see how many wires are in there, whether it's got a ground run or not, I'm guessing it probably doesn't. And that may go up to, depending on, you know, a couple of vents in there. A lot of times, not all of the vents were powered. So it might end up in a vent area where you could turn it into a DC-powered vent.
Mm.
Not sure, because I'm not seeing the DC box anywhere near there, but I'd be curious to know if there's three wires in there or two.
So that's how you tell if it's DC or AC. If there's a ground wire in there, it's AC.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
And it was only in this period. And this is 66. So 66 or 68 is how they did that. And that's the curved window era. Okay. You know, the frameless curved windows.
Yes. The ones you can't see when you walk into them.
Yeah. And they would fall out of the frame on their own because the adhesive would die or something would die. Yeah. But anyway, but they look great because they're totally flush with the trailer.
Right. Okay, his last question, number three. The edge of an outrigger was patched when I bought it and recently popped the patch. and re-emerged. Ew, yuck. It protrudes out about 1/8 of an inch from the surface. Can I simply grind it down and re-patch